went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti, and we appreciate you being with us on this beautiful Monday here in Rochester. It's a big soccer weekend here in town. Both the Flash and the Rhinos will be home in action. The Flash hosts the Chicago Red Stars Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And we'll talk about the match and the team with the new general manager of the Flash, our good friend Rich Randall, former GM of the Rochester Lancers. Then at 7 p.m., one of the key players in the Rhinos' big win over Harrisburg on Saturday night, 4-0, Alex Dixon. He'll be with us to talk about that match and this Sunday's afternoon's contest. The Rhinos take on St. Louis FC at 4:05. If they win or tie, they will clinch a first-round bye in the playoffs. We'll also feature our European soccer preview tonight, the last one we're going to be doing with the La Liga of Spain preview with Dick Howard. We'll also have the latest news and comments about world soccer matches played today and some very interesting comments made by a FIFA official today that have a lot of U.S. soccer fans up in arms. We'll talk about that with Dick and Michael Lewis, and he'll have more on U.S. soccer, including, of course, yesterday afternoon, LA Galaxy's dismantling of New York City FC. Very happy for our good friend Dave Sarakin and the Galaxy, but unfortunately New York City FC, they got their you-know-what's handed to them at the home, at the StubHub Center yesterday. Let's bring in now our host, Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, everyone, and Andrew, you do such a great job that it leaves me with no word to be said, but you said all the things that need to be said about the world soccer. Also, I watched the game yesterday with LA and New York. As much as I'm glad for our friend said David Sarakin, I also feel sorry for Pirlo because he was nowhere to be found in the field. And every time he had the ball, he had two people, and he was non-existent. I also feel terrible because of my beloved team, the Juventus. They were dismantled by Udinese, and what a difference that they make. They went from being the champion to right now to be in turmoil because, all the acquisitions that they made, they never lost it, their home opener at Torino on their own field. This is the first time in 34 years that they lost their home opener. Well, so it's kind of turmoil.
It's a long season.
Yeah. It's a long season, yeah. And I'm sure that Allegri already said, just, be patient. But the Italian League shows that the big team are human, Roma, Napoli, and Fiorentina is the only one that really, did great. All the other team, Palermo won, which is a blessing, so everything's good.
Well, before we get to Rich Randall, we just want to mention, of course, this show would not be possible without all of our great sponsors. And there's many of them. You heard them at the beginning of the show. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be highlighting each of our sponsors and letting you know a little bit more about them. And, we invite you to support our sponsors because without them, we don't have a show. And we want to keep our show going. So tonight, we're going to talk about Van Bortle Auto Group. And Joe was over there this past week and had a chance to talk with the owner herself, Kitty Van Bortle.
I was fortunate that I had the opportunity to meet with Kitty Van Bortle and her staff. And let me tell you, if you really want to buy a car with no pressure, that's where you need to go. I got over there, and I had a young lady that was a salesperson over there, and then Kitty Van Bortles sat down with us, and I got the treatment like I was a king. They do that with everybody else, so they got one price. Nobody worked on commission, so you go over there, you see the price, they tell you the price, and that's it. You don't have to say, well, let me give you another offer, let me do this. That's her motto. And what you see is what you get. So I was impressed tremendously by, the staff and what they did. They give you coffee, they do this. I was lucky that they let me drive a 2-3 car. They give me all the details about the car, the finance, the leasing, unbelievable. So, and then I went and see Subaru as well. And over there, another one of the dealership in Victor, superb also. So we'll talk about a little bit more after we talk with our friend Rich Crandall.
Rich Randall. Get it right, Crandall, Joe. I know you had some wine before the show tonight.
Well, Crandall, Randall is almost close.
Well, let me mention again, there's three different dealerships. There's Van Bortle Ford, which is in East Rochester, 71 Marsh Road. Van Bortle Subaru is 6327 Route 96 in Victor. By the way, you can also get Mini Coopers there if you're into English cars, like I know many of the people who listen to this show are. And Van Bortle Chevrolet is 1338 West Main Street in Macedon. VanBortleCars.com is their all-encompassing website where you can get to all the different dealerships. So, again, we thank Van Bortle Auto. They're going to be working with us again for the next 12 months, and we're very happy to have them back on board again. And now, without further delay, we have with us the new general manager of the Western New York Flash, Rich Randall, joins us. And Rich's appearance is brought to you by the Flash. They play Saturday at 7 o'clock against the Chicago Red Stars. It's the Project Pink match, so be sure to come out to support the cancer research of the Roswell Center, 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. And, Rich, congratulations on this new position. I knew you were going to land on your feet. I'm glad it's here pretty close to Rochester, or maybe even in Rochester. We're going to talk to you about that in a little bit, but we're very happy that you're here and working with the Flash.
Thank you, Andrew. I really appreciate it. And hello to you, Joe. We've had some great memories together. And I can't thank you guys enough for the support you've given me over the years. So thank you for that.
Rich, I can assure you you're going to get our support, but I'm going to ask you some questions. Maybe you can answer, maybe you won't be able to answer. But you know me, I'm just up front. And
you know me, Joe. Fire away, man.
Okay. First of all, of course, congratulations for the new position. I'm elated, because I think you can bring a lot to the Flash organization with your skill, your knowledge, and everything that you have learned in soccer, through all the years that you've been in soccer. One of my questions, I'll give you the list of questions that I want you to answer.
Well, first of all, one at a time.
Yeah. First of all, I want you to answer. I heard you're going to have an office in Rochester. That's number one. For the Flash. Secondly, are the Flash going to play in Rochester next year? And thirdly, are we going to be able to see an improvement in marketing to get the people to the stadium? Because like you learned with Sam, in the Lancer thing, marketing is the key to everything. And so far, we haven't seen too much from the Flash organization, in marketing right here. So, go ahead. Now, it's your turn.
Well, Joe, I love to say yes to things. So, to answer your first question, yes, that is one of my priorities. That's why, one of the reasons the Flash wanted to bring me on, for a significant presence in the Rochester market. Obviously, the Salen family and their staff are based out of Buffalo. But they know how imperative it is to have a significant presence in Rochester. Being in the market where you play is important. With that said, yeah, we want to play in Rochester next year. We will play in Rochester next year. We're invested in the market. We love the market. It's important for us to continue building on what we've started there. And the other thing is, we love it. we love it. And there's a lot of momentum. The great thing about this sport right now is, you know, and there's a lot of press out there right now in the women's game and these female athletes that are coming off a World Cup victory. And I've kind of had some interesting debates because saying, well, you know, there's negative this, negative that. But the fact is, these players and what they say on Twitter and what they say in the media and what they say in a lot of other outlets, people want this information because these women are so hot right now in terms of popularity. I mean, people can't get enough of them. So, you know, if you or I tweeted something, you know, probably nobody would look at it. But everybody in the country is eager and hungry to know what's going on with these women. And they're just excited. So right now, I mean, this sport has more momentum than ever. We're also going into an Olympic year, which is huge. And, I mean, they're stars. So, you know, the difference is the Lancers, we kind of had to create our stars. We didn't have, you know, these national figures right off the bat that were all over ESPN, all over Sports Illustrated, all over national media. We kind of had to create that. Whereas here with the Flash, I mean, you have national team players on every team. So, you know, forget our team. I mean, our team is great in itself, but look at, I mean, you could go to every game and you'll see a U.S. national team player, a different one, come in with the away team as well. So I think right now, just join the Flash, there's a lot of excitement. I can tell there's a buzz, women's soccer, and it's also really the only true major league sport and team in Rochester. I mean, this is the highest level of pro women's soccer. And that's great, and I'm excited. So, yes, we're invested in Rochester. Yes, by next season I want to have a fully operational office based out of Rochester. And, yes, we're all in.
Rich, that's very good news for many different reasons. You brought up – you mentioned the players. And, you know, you read things on the Internet, and we don't pay too much credence to that. And what we've read is that there's been an issue – with the national team players wanting to play in this market because it is by far the smallest market in the league. It's not a big city like a New York or a Houston or Los Angeles. There's no team but Seattle or Portland. I'm sure they want to put a team in Los Angeles, but then we've had some issues bringing in actually three players. We have never had three national team players in the NWSL era. Every other team has had at least three. Some have had four. And we've had one or two. Now, obviously, Abby and Carly were huge the first year. This year we had, you know, Whitney and Sydney. We don't know if they're coming back next year, but is it going to be one of the priorities to make sure we have a full complement of U.S. national team players on the Flash starting next season?
Yeah, so first of all, Andrew, you know, we have the rights to both those players. So, you know, obviously we want them back, but we hold their rights, their player rights. And, you know, with Sydney LaRue, we'd love to have her next year on the field. She's a presence. Obviously, she brings a marketing dynamic to her that we'd love to have as well as an asset. You know, but yes, that is huge. And I mean, if you look at some of the things that we did with the Lancers, you know, you're competing with markets like San Diego, where it's beaches at 70 degrees all year long. And what that means is, you know, if that is a concern, we just need to be creative and we just need to be strategic. And we're going to do that. We're going to make sure that Rochester fans have these top players to see every game, every time they come to a Flash game. So, yes, absolutely. We'd love to have both those players. We'd love to have an additional U.S. national team player. But keep in mind, I mean, it's not just U.S. national team players that are on this squad and in this league. I mean, we have the best players from around the world. I mean, you got to see this Colombian we have. And, you know, we've got national team players from Cameroon. I mean, there's so much World Cup experience in this league. It's amazing. So it truly is the best players in the world. So, yes, to answer your question, we want those stars here in Rochester, and we will get creative. We will be strategic if need be. But I don't see a problem in getting players here. You know, I mean, Sydney LaRue had the surgery. You know, but if you look at the past, the players that we've had in the past, I mean, we didn't move anywhere. So we're going to have a good team. We're going to have players that people want to see. We're also still going to be playing against players from the U.S. national team and other parts of the world that people want to see as well.
Rich, one of the things that I know that the Flesh organization has had this winning, okay, and certainly in the last couple of years, so they haven't done very well. But on that point, regardless of who's on the team, in order to bring people in the stadium, to put body in the stadium and make money, you got to have a winning team. If you have a winning team, regardless who the players are, people are going to come and see it. I mean, that's my feeling. The soccer or any organization exists, especially in Rochester. If you win, they follow you. If you don't, they're going to say, you can have the best player in the world. And don't mean nothing because they won't come. And without people in the stand, you're not going to achieve nothing because then you got to, they're going to move some other place where maybe they can make more money. Based upon what Andrew said, that we're a small market. Let me tell you, history will tell you that the Rochester Lancer, you know, of the past, you know, they drew people over here, and we were one of the elite places that people wanted to come. We had people from all over the world come and play in Rochester and wore the Rochester Lancer uniform. So I think that even though Rochester is a small market compared to all the other, Portland is similar to us. Okay, the only thing is that Portland, for some reason, you know, they're doing very, very well. They draw people. Maybe it's something that they do that we don't do. So I feel good about the whole thing. I feel good about you being over there. And let me tell you, my friend, you are having my support. Individual end of the show.
Great. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that.
Well, Rich, I want to add a couple quick things before we let you go. Obviously, the Flash, they played very well yesterday against Chicago. I mean, Chantel Jones was played out of her mind. Unfortunately, the Flash could not put the ball in the back of the net, and there's not going to be no playoffs this year. So I don't know, there's two more matches left at home, and you've got some big names coming in. Hopefully, we're going to see all three of the national team players from Chicago Red Stars, Lori Kolupny, Julie Johnston, and Christine Press. And, of course, the last game against Portland, Ms. Alex Morgan played for them in their last game and got stoned by Brittany Cameron on a penalty kick, which almost certainly has knocked Portland out of the playoffs. But obviously the big games left. You also have a big youth event happening next Tuesday at Sandlin Stadium, Salute to Women's Soccer. So can you give us some news about that?
Guys, you still there?
I'm still here, yes. Did you hear me?
Hello?
I think we've...
Did you hear us? We got
a connection problem here. So we're gonna let Rich go, and we'll get back with him again real soon. But again, there's a Salute to Women's Soccer Youth Soccer Clinic coached by the Western New York Flash. It's taking place next Tuesday at Sandlin Stadium from 2:30 to 4 for players ages 6 to 16. Cost is $25 a player, and a portion of the registration will be donated to Roswell Park Cancer Institute. Go to WNYFlash.com to get more information about that. And, Rich, we got you back, Rich. You with us?
Yes, I'm back,
okay.
Guys.
Okay, just real quick, the last two matches, Chicago and Portland, obviously we want to get big crowds for those. We got some big national team players coming in for those matches as well.
Well, guys, I mean, you know, this weekend – we've got a big one against Chicago. Chicago's bringing Kristen Press, who, again, has that marketing side to her, as well as a phenomenal player on the field. And it's going to be fun. I mean, just come out. I can't believe what these women can do with the ball. And it's an opportunity to see the highest level of players in this world. And then you've got the Project Pink game, like you said earlier, Andrew, where you know, we're going to be raffling off jerseys at the end of the game, game-worn pink jerseys. And that's going to benefit the Roswell Cancer Institution. So, and then, you know, let's fast forward to the last game of the season, and you got Portland coming here, McCall Zerboni, who's a huge local draw, and then you've got Alex Morgan. I mean, like I said earlier, just throw a dart at any game on this schedule, and you're going to see superstars.
Absolutely, and That, of course, will happen again next year with the 2016 NWSL. So, Rich, again, thank you so much. We'll be talking to you again, you know, as time moves along and get more information about what's going on with the Flash. And we're certainly looking forward to working with you and in the Flash as the season winds down and we get to next season. So, again, congratulations, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich. It's Rich Randall, the general manager of the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have Dick Howard and the International Report here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are back at Salem Stadium this Saturday at 7 p.m. facing the Chicago Red Stars, featuring U.S. World Cup champions Christian Press, Julie Johnson, and Lori Kolupny. It's the annual Pink Game, sponsored by Roswell Park Cancer Institute, with the Flash players wearing limited edition pink jerseys that will be available after the match with proceeds to benefit Roswell Park. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The first place Rochester Rhinos finish up their four-match August homestand this Sunday at 4:05 p.m. against St. Louis FC. A Rhinos win will clinch a first-round bye in the USL playoffs. The Rhinos are offering a special family four-pack for Sunday's match with four Rhinos game tickets, four Pepsi products, and two Rhinos programs for just $50. Purchase your tickets for the match by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they make their final push to win the USL regular season title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by the Van Bortle Auto Group, Van Bortle, Subaru, and Victor, Van Bortle Ford in East Rochester and Van Bortle Chevrolet in Macedon. Go to VanBortleCars.com. That's their portal to get to all three of their individual dealership sites. And again, we are very happy to have Van Bortle as a continuing sponsor here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Dick, how are you doing tonight?
Good, Andrew. Always, I'm always charged when I see an excellent performance with regards to our goalkeeper or goalkeepers, and I saw that this afternoon. So I'm delighted for Petr Cech.
Yes, it was a great match. Again, you see a scoreline of 0-0, and you know, soccer people who don't like the sport, they'll say, oh, it was a boring match. Well, that was anything but a boring match. It had everything but a goal, really. The goalkeeper.
It was a great game, wasn't it? Yeah, it had everything. Hit the post, goalkeeping saves, defending clear. It was a very exciting game. And I think at the end, a fair result. Probably the coaches would beg to differ, but as a neutral, I was happy it stayed scoreless.
Yeah, but your second favorite team is Liverpool, so I don't know if you're not that neutral, are you? That's okay. So though that's certainly a great result for, in fact, a good result for both teams. If both teams are in the middle of the, well, Liverpool's up near the top, and Arsenal right now middle of the pack, right around where Chelsea
early
is.
Early days,
right now.
Andrew. Early days.
Oh, it's certainly. That's what I'm trying to tell Joe about Juve losing their first match. But Everton's ahead of Chelsea right now, so you've got to be happy, Dick. And then, of course, it's a big
yeah, but they had
up.
A tough one, you know, against Manchester City. And again, Tim Howard kept Everton in the game for long periods, and unfortunately, it's not enough in the end. And Man City looking very strong at the present time.
Certainly. Well, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the Spanish league, La Liga. We want to get a quick preview on that. And, of course, talk about La Liga, talk about Barcelona and Real Madrid. And already Real is behind Barcelona. They drew their first match while Barcelona won. Wasn't convincing, but they did win. But
no, they've been having problems scoring goals, Real Madrid, haven't they? Even in preseason, I think half the exhibition games they failed to score. And when you've got the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo, that's not a statistic you're likely to hear very often, but no, give credit to Sporting Gijón. I thought they battled well, and Real, just their final touch, the final shot, just didn't have the quality they expect from a team of their nature.
Dick, Joe Siriani is
like, obviously, you
obviously,
know.
Obviously,
well, maybe people tuning in might not know.
Anyway, so I was watching Juventus, and of course, I got to talk about Juventus a little bit. And you mentioned something about scoring goals. It seems to me that, scoring goals has become a difficult task for everybody, even the renowned players that are known to score goals. But watching Juventus get in the penalty area and not taking a shot, mm-hmm. instead of passing the ball, hoping that someone else scored a goal, it's just not the things that we used to see to score goals. People don't take shots anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, so how do you see that?
And you've got to do that. But it's certainly, as we've talked about in previous weeks, the teams that just pack the defense, park the bus is an expression that's used a lot of the time, and teams are just not able to get around the ends or taking the distance shots, which is a way to perform against a packed defense. But I raised this comment to Joe the other week. No Vidal, no Pedro, piano carriers, as I call them, the Vidals of this world, and the piano players, the Pedros, not there. What was the performance like of Pogba?
For me, it was very poor.
Because he's the one that you expect to pick up the slack with, missing those two key players. And the other factor, of course, is Mandzukic and Tevez's situation, with Carlos Tevez departed for Argentina. Mandzukic, was he found wanting at times?
He had the opportunity to score, and he's got the height, he's got everything, but he kicked, he took a couple shots over the ball. He lost sight of where mm-hmm. the goal was, So it just in my opinion, the first game of the league, he didn't have a very good game. No.
Well,
the whole team was not having a good game. Okay.
Well, Dick, obviously, a lot of things are happening up in Canada. We want to mention that because this coming Wednesday is the second leg of the Canadian Championship. The winner between Vancouver and Montreal will go to the CONCACAF Champions League next year.
That's right.
And it's 2-2 on aggregate right now, and the match we played out on the West Coast on Wednesday night. So what do you think, Dick? Is it going to be the
Well, I know, you know, high hopes for Montreal, of course, with Didier Drogba, but my opinion is Vancouver, I think, are showing their potential. They've got a well-balanced squad, and they're certainly doing in the Western Division. I think they're top of the standings at the present time, so you put your money on them. And it'll be great because there's tremendous support in British Columbia, and they've never got that far before. We've had Montreal going through. We've had Toronto FC going through. I think it would be great if Vancouver were to win this series and continue on.
And then, of course, on Saturday, you've got Toronto FC, who are playing very well right now. Mr. Jovinko scored another highlight reel goal on the weekend.
Great goal. Great goal. I hope Conte is watching these videos and bringing him back for the Italian national team.
I know.
They're certainly playing very well, and they'll host Montreal. So Montreal has to go all the way to the West Coast. They come all the way back to Toronto. So I'm sure that the fans, I know I saw a sea of red there in that big 5-0 win over Orlando. And
if they could play Orlando every week, they'd love it, because they certainly, you know, they beat them in Orlando 2-0, the 4-1 win the other week, and now 5-0. A lot of indiscipline. I was not pleased at all with seeing the actions of some of the Orlando players, and I think they've had more red cards than any other team in MLS this season, and they showed it in the game against Toronto.
They did, and it's going to be interesting. I wish I could come up there to see Didier Drogba, the legend, but I've got the Western New York Flash here this weekend, so I'm going to be going.
Yeah, you've
got
an exciting time for the Flash, of course, and with the Rhinos continuing on their role. That's great. You're quite right to say that, and I was talking today to some fans from Toronto who are saying, you know, they'd like to go down to Rochester and see a game, so hopefully some fans coming down from Toronto to watch the game this weekend. I unfortunately won't be. I'll be in the UK looking at, well, hopefully a game somewhere.
Yes, that's right. Dick is going to be going away to the homeland for a number of weeks, I guess, you're going to be spending in England.
Yeah, I'll try and get on the show as often as I can, but I'll send you all the details before I depart on Thursday, and say it'll be great to hopefully take in some live games down there.
Give us some reports.
Enjoy the warm weather over there. Or the cold weather.
That's interesting. They said it was 80 degrees in London, and they were taking water breaks because for London, that's extremely hot. They had a picture of Mr. Drinkwater drinking some water, and it was one of those name type pictures that just happened to work. So it was interesting. But Dick, we wish you all a great trip to England, and we'll hopefully talk to you.
I'll try and touch base once or twice during my stay and let you know what's happening over home, so to speak.
Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon, Dick. Thanks again.
Have a good vacation.
Okay, ciao, Joe.
Ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and we wish Dick all the best in his trip, and we'll do the best we can to hold up the international report. We'll try not to do too much of England and Italy. We'll try to spread it around and keep it, of course, with the European qualifying is coming up. We'll be talking about that, but we always have international soccer here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, as well as our local teams. And speaking of that, coming up next, we'll be joined by Alex Dixon of the first place Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com. Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash are back at Salem Stadium this Saturday at 7 p.m. facing the Chicago Red Stars, featuring U.S. World Cup champions Christian Press, Julie Johnson, and Lori Kolupny. It's the annual Pink Game, sponsored by Roswell Park Cancer Institute, with the Flash players wearing limited edition pink jerseys that will be available after the match with proceeds to benefit Roswell Park. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosh-a-coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The first place Rochester Rhinos finish up their four-match August homestand this Sunday at 4.05 p.m. against St. Louis FC. A Rhinos win will clinch a first-round bye in the USL playoffs. The Rhinos are offering a special family four-pack for Sunday's match with four Rhinos game tickets, four Pepsi products, and two Rhinos programs for just $50. Purchase your tickets for the match by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they make their final push to win the USL regular season title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And we're happy to be joined now by one of the team members of the first place Rochester Rhinos, who are in action this Sunday at 4.05, a matinee afternoon game, just like the old days at Hollander Stadium with the Rochester Lancers. St. Louis FC comes into town. You can get a family four-pack of tickets for $50, including four Pepsi products and two yearbooks. Go to call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. We're joined now by Alex Dixon. Alex, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on a great performance on Saturday. You were my personal man of the match because you were involved in two of the key moments of the game. You drew the penalty kick that gave the Rhinos the lead in the first half, and then the foul that was committed against you caused the red card, which sent Harrisburg down to 10 men, and that really changed the whole complexion of the game. But let's talk about the penalty kick. It was a great ball over the top to you, and you ran onto it, and the defender, first he grabbed your shirt, then he knocked you over. He couldn't stop you there.
Yeah, I just, Tony played a great ball through, and I got onto it, and I just tried to turn him so I could face him up and run at him, and just ended up getting by him, and I got a couple touches by him, and he was pulling on me, and I went down. Luckily, the ref called the penalty, and it got us off to a good start in the match.
Alex, from my point of view, it's, it was really a rough game because, a lot of fouls were committed, a lot of fouls against you. I thought that you did a marvelous job, doing the runs and taking on players. And but tell me, in your view, I mean, you know, when you guys when they went down to 10 men, and and Rochester was able to maneuver the ball a little bit better, they still had a great defense. I mean, you got to call a spade. I think that they played pretty well too.
Yeah, they were solid in the back, and we knew we just had to keep our composure once they went a man down, because they're always dangerous on the counterattack, and even though they're down to 10, we knew they could score at any time, and we were just trying to press for that second goal, and luckily we got the second and then the third and the fourth just to close out the game. But we knew it wouldn't be easy once they went down to 10, so we just had to keep pressing on the gas and moving forward.
Now, on the play that got the red card called, that you were, I believe you were pushed in the back and it knocked you over into the penalty area. It wasn't a penalty, but it definitely was a last man back foul. So when you got back to the guy, did he just shove you from behind, and that's what caused you to fall into the box?
Yeah, well, I beat the man before that, and I thought I was in, and I planned on touching around the keeper because he was coming out, and then right before I got to the ball, I felt a little tug on the back of me, tug and a push, and then just remember falling down, looking up, and then the ref had the red card out. So, I mean, I would like to get around the keeper and just slot it in, but, you know, them playing with 10 men definitely changed the game for us for the better.
It certainly did. I mean, I noticed when after they went down to 10 men, they had trouble with their shape. It seemed like the gaps just appeared everywhere, and the Rhinos were able to play balls over the top and through the gaps, and, you know, Your running partner, Steven Dos Santos, had two nice goals, and Asani Samuel got his first pro goal in the USL. So, I mean, that was really, I think, the key moment of the match, because they couldn't handle going down to 10 men. I think they really shook them up a little bit defensively, and you guys were able to take advantage and get four goals.
Yeah, we knew, I mean, once they went down to 10, we knew that we'd get chances, and we just had to put them away. And luckily we got the four goals. Like we said, it's been a while since we were able to put in that many goals, so we're just happy to get those because we've been getting the chances throughout the year. And it just felt good for us to, as a team, to put them away.
We're with Alex Dixon of the Rochester Rhinos. The Rochester Rhinos host St. Louis FC this Sunday, 4:05 kickoff at Salem Stadium, 4:54 kick. Go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Joe?
Actually, one of the things that I noticed too, Alex, is the fact that the midfield really played really well. They give you the ball in many, many ways in open space. And I think that the goalkeeper deserves a lot of credit because he had a shutout. And he didn't face many bad things that he had made, bad save that, you know, a lot of balls that went his way that he had to work really hard at. But whatever he did very well. The defense played absolutely great. I just can't say enough about the defense because they were the key to the game as well. So how did you see? Am I correct in what I saw?
Yeah, it was solid defensively, and you know, they're a good team, and we knew it wasn't going to be an easy game. It's going to be a physical game, and you know, we don't give up many goals ourselves. So you know, we know that's always a staple that we'll have to fall back on if we're not if we're not putting them in up front. We know the defense is going to be solid in the back. And, yeah, it was a good all-around performance from us, and we're just happy to come out with the points and the four goals.
Seems like you and Steven Dos Santos are really getting to be on the same page up top, really understanding where each of you guys are going to be making your runs and knowing how to play off each other. What is it like working with him?
It's great working with him. You know, we've been playing together a lot more in the recent weeks. I was out at the start of the season with an injury, but it's great because he's more of a hold-up player, but he can turn and run at guys, dribble himself, create space for himself. But just working off him, I think we play well because, you know, it's kind of the yin and the yang, because he's the big guy and I'm the little guy that can just dart by. But we're always looking through each other. We're talking all the time, trying to figure out where we can find the pockets and the space just to create more chances. And I think each game we're getting better with it. And hopefully we can keep on building.
Absolutely. And this Sunday, it's St. Louis FC, team the Rhinos beat 1-0 on the road earlier this year. What do you expect to see from St. Louis FC?
I think they're going to come out hard. I think they still have a chance of making the playoffs, so we know it's not going to be an easy game. We just have to, you know, go out there and try to impose our will upon them. And, you know, just try to play Rochester Rhino soccer and just go out there and have a good performance, and hopefully everything takes care of itself.
Well, again, it's 4:05 coming up on Sunday. The Rochester Rhinos host St. Louis FC. First time St. Louis FC has ever played here at Salem Stadium. Again, get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Alex, thank you so much for being with us on the show tonight.
All right, thank you for having me.
Alex Dixon of the Rochester Rhinos. And, again, you can check out the Rhinos this Sunday. It's going to be supposed to be a very nice day. Again, coming out during the day. I love day games. I think it's the way the game's meant to be played, just like back in the day, Joe.
Exactly. Just the weather's going to be good. The atmosphere's going to be great. So just come and support the Rhinos, because that's the only way that soccer is going to survive, by having support of the fans. So
this is the number one team in the league. They've lost just one game this season. That's amazing.
Exactly.
All
credit goes to the coach and the staff and the players, of course, because Bob Lilly is a very good coach. He's intense, and he really motivates players, you know, to bring them to the best they can ever be. So.
That's right.
Congratulations to the Rhinos organization.
And the Rhinos the Rhinos are in the playoffs. We should mention that.
Yeah.
If they win or tie on Sunday, they will clinch a first-round bye, so they would not have to play in the first round. They'll finish either first or second in the Eastern Conference. So
I thought they already clinched.
They clinched the playoff spot, but they could clinch a first-round bye. They will finish first or second in the East with a win or a draw on Sunday. So that's all for the Rhinos tonight. When we come back, we're going to talk about U.S. soccer. A lot of news there going on with the teams in New York. Also, what's going on from U.S. soccer. Some interesting things came out today about youth soccer and some things that U.S. soccer is trying to do to standardize the game. We'll talk about that with Michael Lewis next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The first place Rochester Rhinos finish up their four-match August homestand this Sunday at 4:05 p.m. against St. Louis FC. A Rhinos win will clinch a first-round bye in the USL playoffs. The Rhinos are offering a special family four-pack for Sunday's match with four Rhinos game tickets, four Pepsi products, and two Rhinos programs for just $50. Purchase your tickets for the match by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they make their final push to win the USL regular season title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo and start planning your retirement today. Allstate Life Insurance Company of New York, Hapag, New York.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Western New York Flash are back at Salem Stadium this Saturday at 7 p.m. facing the Chicago Red Stars, featuring U.S. World Cup champions Christian Press, Julie Johnson, and Lori Kolupny. It's the annual Pink Game, sponsored by Roswell Park Cancer Institute, with the Flash players wearing limited edition pink jerseys that will be available after the match with proceeds to benefit Roswell Park. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Joe Signeway to Mr. Sinatra here on our break. Our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Allstate Insurance and local agent Enzo Scolo, 919 South Winton Road, Suite 204 is where you can find his offices. The number to call is 244-2130 or go to ScoloInsuranceAgencies.com, and Scolo is spelled S-C-O-L-L-O. And Michael, boy, the New York City FC had a bit of a rough game yesterday, to say the least. It was nice for L.A. fans to watch, but certainly not for the New York City fans.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny, the headline I used in Big Apple Soccer, I used the word trampled. And I was wondering, how often do I use that word? And I have the ability to do an internal search on how many times I've used that word on the website in 40,000 stories. 40,000 plus stories, and it came up 10 times. That includes headlines and also mentions and stories. So I don't use that word that often, but when I do, I would like to think it is for a special occasion. This was a not-so-special occasion for NYCFC. They were outclassed in just about every area of the game on Sunday. Let's face it, the LA Galaxy is the team to beat. I think what the Galaxy has is something NYC wishes it has. David Villa has played up to his potential and then some. Andrea Pirlo, I think, is still getting accustomed to the league, how physical it is. And maybe they should put an all-points bulletin out for APB out for Frank Lampard, because I'm trying to figure out when he's going to be able to play again. He's played something like 107 minutes in two games for the club because of a number of injuries, the most recent a quad injury. But their window of opportunity to reach the playoffs is getting smaller and smaller every time they lose points.
Absolutely, and they showed Frank Lampard in the stands, and the commentators mentioned that Jason Christ probably would have played him if it was the MLS Cup match, but because it was just a league match, they kept him out of the lineup. He wants to get in and play, and I've watched Frank Lampard for so many years with Chelsea, and he's a player that he leaves everything on the field. He's a competitor, but you know, if you're hurt, you don't want to make it worse. I mean, we'll see what happens. But as you mentioned about New York City FC, they're struggling, but the Red Bulls are doing well. They got two matches this week, so you got double duty. Right? They play at Chicago midweek, and then they're home in a big match against DC United on Sunday.
Yeah, and if they win both games, they could edge past the DC United for the Eastern Conference lead. They've been playing very well of late. Their midfield has played as well as you'd want it to be. And their defense, which has been ravaged by injuries and international call-ups, you've got to give Jesse Marsh, their coach, major props for keeping things together back there. I don't know how many different combinations he's used, but you might need exponents to figure it out. The midfield is the strongest part of the team, I think. It has a ton of depth. It seems like any time, no matter who they put out there, they're productive on whatever side of the ball. And I'll say this, Sasha Kljestan, not only has he been a force offensively, but he's done very well defensively. And people tend to forget that. They think when they hear an attacking midfielder, they don't think he could play defense, but he's made some key defensive plays for the team this year.
Certainly.
And, Mike, just one question. If you were to interview Pirlo, what would you tell him? What would you ask him?
Oh, boy. I guess just acclimation to the league. How has been your acclimation to the league? Was it surprising that it would take this long? I'm not saying he's played poorly, but he hasn't played that consistent game up to his reputation. I mean, remember that long pass to Villa that set up a beautiful goal a couple of weeks ago in a match. He has the vision. I think it's just, again, getting used to play in the league. And let's face it, he joins the league right smack in the middle of the hottest summer ever here in the United States. I'm not making excuses for him. I understand that there are, you know, problems behind it, but I would like to think he would have been able to hook up with more teammates earlier. Who knows? Maybe he'll prove everyone wrong and play well the final 8 to 10 games.
Well, Michael, one of the things that came out today, which may be one of the biggest pieces of news in U.S. soccer, they've come out with a standards for youth soccer. Now, I used to referee youth soccer when I was much younger and would move. And the smaller kids, you know, 6-7-year-olds, were playing on the full-size fields. And it was ridiculous. I mean, it was beehive soccer. And the kids really didn't learn as much as they could. And U.S. Soccer's come out with a new standards chart for field size, number of players, whether or not there's a goalie, whether or not there's offsides, and depending on how old the kids are. So if you're like, for example, if you're under 8 years old, there's no goalie, there's no offsides, you're playing on a 30-by-20 field, and it's 4v4. So the kids have a lot more chance to learn the game, learn skills, and it's different way of teaching the game. And I really like this. I think this is a great move for U.S. soccer to try to make it standard across the country of how kids are going to learn how to play the game. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I think so, too. You know, to me, you know, I know we're talking about professional soccer for the most part here, but for kids, it's about having fun playing the game because that's going to stir their passion. If kids are going to go out and whatever sport they're in, whether it's soccer, baseball, or whatever, if they're having fun doing it, they're going to want to continue doing it. If we're going to overcoach them early on and with all these rules thrown at them, I think, you know, you're going to have a lot of kids dropping out when they turn 13, 14 years old. I'm not saying there are going to be hordes remaining in the game, but I really think, you know, it's all about having fun. I remember playing baseball in the street many, many years ago, and I had a lot of fun doing that. Did I become a major league player? No, but I've been a baseball fan all my life. Just one slight example. It's not about necessarily building the next soccer superstar, although there's nothing wrong about that, but let the kids have fun and enjoy the game and let them take it from there.
It was street tennis for us. We always played street tennis with no net.
A key point, though, that I want to put out is that whoever teaches the game to the kids, it has to be a qualified person that knows how to teach the game to the kids. You know, it can be a mom and pop that they never played soccer
And there's enough people, I think, Michael, that are in this country now who understand the game and have played the game that it's not like it was back in, you know, the old Lancer days where it was very few
people. It all depends.
I mean, you've got, I bet you a lot of mothers and fathers these days have played the game at some level. I'm not saying they all should be coaches, but I think a lot of them just know how to kick a ball, trap a ball, little basic things like that. So we're definitely a soccer country now. Maybe not like in Europe or South America, but we're a soccer country.
Well, not according to Francois Carrard, the head of the FIFA 2016 Reform Committee. He said today, but for the U.S., football soccer does not have the same weight as baseball, basketball, and American football. There is just an ethnic sport for girls in schools. And let's just say, Mr. Carrard, that's all I have to say about that.
Is that politically correct?
I don't care. That's ridiculous for somebody from FIFA to say that.
The first part, but there's no doubt that it's behind the other sports, okay? I'm not, I know the numbers about that, but you know, it's an old, it's almost like 10, 20 years old saying that it's for immigrants, ethnics, and girls and women or female, whatever you want to call it. It's progressed well beyond that. It is. I was talking to someone recently about this, and to compare what soccer was when MLS began 20 years ago to what it is now, it's not even in a different orbit. It's a different planet, maybe a different solar system, and you know, it's just a different game in this country now. You don't have people saying, "I hate soccer." There might be parts of the game that they don't like, which they other people, you know, they don't like football, whether it's concussions or extra points or whatever. That's fine. But I don't think there are that many, if any, soccer haters out there, among other things. I mean, I know we're running out of time, but yeah. It's a totally different world out there. I don't know where he got that information from. I'd be curious to know.
Well, at least he said it was for girls. Thank God for that. Michael, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, you're welcome. Have a good one, gentlemen.
Bye. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You can hear Michael in the U.S. Soccer Report every week here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Alex Dixon from the Rochester Rhinos, of course, all the Rhino staff, Doug Graham, the trainer who helps set up our interviews, Pat Erkley, Dave Slinsky, Greg Stanton, and, of course, Rich Randall, the new GM of the Western New York Flash, along with Aaron Lyons, Mike Cipolla, Jackie Maynard. The Flash are in action Saturday at home here at Salem Stadium against the Chicago Red Stars at 7 o'clock in the Project Pink game, and the Rhinos Sunday at home at 4 p.m., 4:05 p.m. against St. Louis FC. 454 to get four kick to get your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.